I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
Yes, that's right. It is time for State of the States, back for our weekly chats with US correspondent Nick Sawani from WNYU, the radio station at New York University. This week I spoke to Nick earlier this morning about the week's events in the United States. So Tuesday's vote, how did that go?
Right.
Break it down for me. Like what sort of went down this week with the healthcare bill?
Right. So actually there's a lot that's been going on like within just the last couple hours right now. But basically on Wednesday afternoon, so like just a few hours ago, the Senate rejected a proposal to repeal major parts of Obamacare without providing a replacement. This is following earlier this week, yesterday, Tuesday, when the Senate of the House voted to like begin debate on a full repeal of Obamacare without a replacement. So it's actually looking up now because the Senate rejected the proposal to repeal major parts of the Affordable Care Act without providing a replacement. So that's actually looking pretty good compared to where we were at just a few days ago. The Republicans, there are a lot of Republicans in the Senate who are not in favor of repealing Obamacare without a replacement because it would leave a ton of their constituents just totally without health care. And so that's kind of where the Republicans are at now. But then we're also seeing like John McCain, who came back into the Senate on Tuesday night, gave a speech that said he would not vote for the Senate health care bill, but then he did cast a yes vote for it on Tuesday night.
So why the contradiction there?
No one really knows for sure, but it looks like McCain kind of was – he's always been kind of like – recently he's been speaking out a lot against the Republican Party, talking a lot about how, you know, it's not going a direction in which he wants – but he also still is a Republican and probably was convinced to just vote along party lines. It was only 7 Republicans that voted against the measure, but that was enough to push it over the majority that was needed to not repeal parts of Obamacare.
Do you think that there's more Republicans than just the 7 who are against it? And do you think that this is indicative of any sort of good pressuring tactics from Trump?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, McCain is just one example, but a lot of Republicans have, like, you know, lesser well-known Republican senators and representatives especially, have been talking about how, you know, they don't necessarily like the direction that the party's going. But a lot of them, in order to maintain support from the party, which is, you know, what helps them fund their campaigns and what helps them maintain their seats in office, they end up voting along party lines. Only Republicans who, you know, feel like they're either don't care about securing their seat in the future or are convinced that they're making the right choice and that their constituents will see that are the ones who will vote against party lines. And that's very rare, and it's happening more and more. And I think this is definitely an indication that it will continue to happen, and we will see more Republicans kind of go against the new direction of the Republican Party.
So the Democrats are definitely sort of celebrating this as a success. What is the future of this affordable health care bill? Would you say it's dead in the water?
I don't know, right? Like, we thought that it was totally dead a few months ago, and then now suddenly it's coming back. Now that progress has been halted again. It isn't... totally unlikely that we see another healthcare bill in the future. It's clear that it's very, very, very unlikely. I don't want to say for sure or not, but it's very unlikely that Obamacare is going to be repealed without a replacement bill in place. Whether or not we're going to see a replacement bill in the near future is still up for debate, but the Republicans have been consistently losing on this. So for them to keep on pushing for it publicly is probably not a good idea just for them. And instead, they probably should and would shift over to other issues that they might be able to win on rather than healthcare, which they're continually losing on.
So what sort of issues are there that they could potentially be winning some legislation on?
Trump's been able to use executive orders to get immigration stuff passed. We might be able to see them doing that, though, because, you know, immigration bills generally affect fewer, you know, healthcare affects everyone. So constituents of Republican senators and representatives care a lot more about it. Whereas with immigration, it only really affects like areas with high minority populations and places like that. So we could see them pushing for that. Military, which Trump had certain things to say about also yesterday, but, you know, military and like fighting against ISIS, we can see Republicans trying to gain ground there. Healthcare is just a unique issue because it's so broad and it affects so many more people than your average political law or bill.
So Trump's tweets about the military, was it even like a few hours ago? So what the hell's that about? He's he's banning right. transgender people from the military. Is this going to become law?
Well, so, you know, it was just a tweet as of now, but there's a lot of interesting things around this. So first of all, in his tweets, he talked about how he was consulting his generals, but the top general in the military wasn't even present in Washington this weekend. He was on leave for some personal reasons. It's very likely because the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, is actually reaching out to transgender members of the military and preparing to file a class action lawsuit. The courts have struck down President Trump's executive orders in the past, so it's not unlikely that this is something that could be struck down, especially because it seems like it's inherently unconstitutional because you are, you know, he's literally specifically targeting a group of people and saying that they're not allowed to join the military.
But what were the reasons he gave? I mean, it's just bizarre.
He just said victory cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail, which was not even proper grammar. But, you know, his argument, which has been debunked by experts immediately, was that the medical costs associated with transgender members of the military are too high. But that's not really true. The military has spent more. I saw a statistic that the military has spent more on Viagra than it has on transgender members' healthcare costs. So it's really not the reasons he gave were that it would be too expensive. So,
but that's just a little bit of bullshit.
There's no real. But
it is a bit crazy that why would he make this move? I mean, he has made efforts in the past to sort of align himself with LGBT communities.
Right.
It's just so.
It's just totally out of nowhere. Yeah. There was nothing in the news about this majorly before. He just dropped these tweets, and that was it.
Oh, well, we'll have to see if anything comes of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sean Spicer is out and Scaramucci is in. What do we know about him? I read that he is like a mini Trump. Is this true?
Yeah, kind of. Like, he's also, you know, from the private sector, has history with Trump. In terms of how he would be as a press secretary, we're unsure. He said yesterday with like leaks that he's just going to fire everybody who in efforts to crack down on leaks coming out of the White House. Yeah, very, very much trying to be hard about it, making sure that there's no leaks from the White House. Whether that'll be effective or not, we don't know. Yeah, he's definitely a mini Donald Trump. He in the small amount of like press that we've seen from him, he's definitely tried to sound a lot like Donald Trump. You know, if you look at his interviews on CNN or whatever, he's definitely trying to emulate that kind of like rambly kind of just mannerisms that Donald Trump has.
Do you think he'll have more success than Sean Spicer in terms of public image?
Maybe. I mean, you know, Sean Spicer wasn't well liked by anyone. Scaramucci has the chance of being liked by those who are still Trump supporters, but we don't totally know. He's probably not going to be as we'll have to wait to see the next episode of Saturday Night Live, I guess. But he's probably not going to be as much of a joke to the public as Sean Spicer was. you know, we, I think Donald Trump made a kind of smart move because he's picking someone who's just going to act exactly like him. And yeah, but we'll have to wait to see details about how he'll be as a press secretary or anything like that.
Yeah, only time can tell.
Excuse me. I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
Oh, yeah.